Bedtime Stories Podcast. Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. It's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge, number 240. The topic for this week is holiday. I wonder who's going to go first. Who got their story in first over the holiday? Didn't completely gorge themselves on Thanksgiving turkey or trying to finish their NaNoWriMo. Who came first? Oh, it's Zach Mann. Cool. And guess what? He has two stories for you. Oh, this is going to be exciting. Okay, Zach Mann, get ready. Here we go.
The hog looked scared. He had that horrified and appalled look in his eyes, like a person reading a sick horror novel gets. I think he knows what the presidential pardon meant for him. No one will pardon him, and he was innocent of everything. You think that politicians would have more respect for his kind, but no, they always want to cut their pork or put lipstick on them. The hog knew when the president pardoned those stupid, useless turkeys, it was his hammy ass on the line. What do you think they were going to serve? Eggplant?
Yes, I thought they were going to serve it. I need to shut up now. Okay, here's the other story by Zach Mann.
My least favorite holiday is a celebration of treating people like cattle in a line to the slaughter, mixed with some bait and switch. It celebrates commercialism at its worst. It starts with the decorative paper mailed out to the unsuspecting public with lies of cheap electronic devices that conveniently won't be in the stores. Then tricking otherwise intelligent people to stand in line for what seems like forever, and finally merchants chanting their condolences of, "Sorry, we have none in the back." It happens every year with few wise enough to stay home on Black Friday.
Thank you, Zach Mann. Now, what store were you hanging out for Black Friday? Where'd you get the best steals? Come on, you gotta tell me. I need a good deal on a present. I need to get a present. Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. All right. Who comes up next? It's A.M. Early. What shopping advice does A.M. have for us? We'll find out right now.
General stores with Christmas starting in July. Bad. Specialty stores where for holiday decor all year round. Good. With this in mind, we present to you Happy Everything. In addition to our regular one holiday each decor, we also provide cross decor. This is especially great when you don't have the time to change decor each month. We have shamrock valentines, Easter bunnies carrying jack-o'-lanterns, and fireworks for every culture's New Year's and nation's independence days. Our spinning trees have four sides of decor, so you can have a different side facing the window each and every season. And our resin Happy Everything statue can stay outside all year long and represent everything. Come on in, we'll show you.
Thank you, A.M. I could use one of those trees. Do you have one of them in, let's see, weekly challenge and special holiday type that I could just turn around constantly, although it just keeps spinning and spinning? We're supposed to pick up a tree today. You know, we've got a plastic tree that, you know, has seen better days and the lights don't quite work. And, you know, you try to rewire those stuff and diagnose the thing, and then you wake up in the hospital and you got singe marks on your hands, and yeah, that kind of thing. We live in a disposable culture. Why can't we fix these things anymore? Oh, right, they designed them so that they can't be fixed, and then they don't teach us how to fix them in school. They do sensitivity training, but, you know, that kid had it coming. Oh, yeah, thank you, A.M. Yeah. Next up is Tom, and he's been doing some stories during the week, off-challenge, to keep the feed going. By the way, the feed is working. It is working. I've got everything propped up and working and everything ready. So the conversion from WordPress, I just haven't uploaded all that many other stories from the past. But if there's a story from the past that you want me to get up there, I will, so that it's in the archives and you can get it. But you've already downloaded them all and you keep them and you hug them all snugly. But if you want me to burn a DVD and mail it to you, I can do that. I don't know. I just... Why bother? Oh, sorry. Here's Tom, and I'll shut up now.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Seasonal Help. My truly first adult job was during the holiday season of 1970. They needed extra checkout clerks at the local EJ Corvettes. The garden/hardware department had three cash register stations. The last station was literally the last station in the department chain. It spent all but 2 weeks under a gray felt cover. Thus, it was shiny and new, but more important, it ran smoothly and didn't jam up. Night floor managers hated this station. It had the only cash drawer with a 3-key lock. That meant three managers had to be present at closing time. That's it. There's no end. It's just the beginning, no middle, no end.
That's okay. No middle or ending. Just to, you know, you've set the scene. You did okay. It's all right. It's all right. Relax. Calm down. Get down from the ledge. Okay. Thank you, Tom. By the way, I just got the poll written up while listening to that. Oh, man. This Poll Daddy plugin for WordPress makes it so easy now. Oh, my God. It's great. I'm starting to love WordPress. If you know of any plugins that I should add to this, because I've got the Share It, now you can share this easily on, like, StumbleUpon and Facebook and other stuff and Twitter. But, you know, you could do that if you want. You don't have to. Don't feel pressured. Don't let the world know that, you know, you're proud of your accomplishments. And let's just look through here. I've got the links in there. I've updated the links for everyone. Everyone that I could dig them out for, I went through all previous 240 weekly challenges and copied out the links that were in there. So if you send in your links, hopefully I've got the link right. If it needs updating, just do an ego surf, look through it and say, that's not, you know, the link I have. And I can easily update it. And it, you know, it's dynamic. So it means it's like jumping out and going, hey, I'm a link. Okay, I'll shut up now. Next up is Catwood, and she has some more holiday advice for us. So here we go.
I love spending the holidays with my family. We all gather at my house, needing a few tables lined up end-to-end to fit everyone. The friendly fights over food, the good-natured teasing and tormenting, and then the after-dinner activities. Snowball fights if it's cold enough, paintball wars if it's not. The real fun, however, is preparing the food. We all work in concert to get it done on time, making sure everything is at its best. We do always have to make sure that we get all the bullet fragments out of the meat, though.
You don't have to do that. You just say that it's stuffing. You know? You just say it's applewood, bacon, arugula, shotgun shell stuffing. It's all organic. It's good for you. Yes. It's got minerals in it. Yeah, you could do that. Man, I went to some of these specialty stores and, you know, grocery stores, and they have, like, the freaking craziest stuffing around. You know, oh, yes, this is all from the finest breads, gently toasted and savory and bouillon. And it's like, what the hell? you know, they've got pecans and, you know, cranberries and snozzberries all in them. Like, I'm not touching this. You know, you got 3 pounds of stuffing in there, and it's like, that equals, you know, 5 pounds gained. No. Okay, so I started my new tracking at 207, down to 204, now down to 200. I was 199 yesterday, but, you know, I just kind of had a minor... Okay, we won't talk about Saturday. But I am going to do a long walk once it starts to heat up a little, although it's not going to heat up much. But I'm going to do a crazy long walk today. And I've got all the recordings and stuff to listen to. And my goal is 180. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. Okay? So, you know, the Thanksgiving where I didn't gain weight. Isn't that cool? Yeah. I know you're jealous. The holiday itself was kind of pathetic, but the important thing is not gaining weight, I'd say. All right. Here's Danny. I'm just going to, you know, instead of rubbing this in your noses, I'll just, you know, rub Danny in your noses. Aha, here's Danny, and he's got a story for you.
The holidays. Time for the only prodigal son to return home to his elderly parents. Married for 62 years. Something you often don't see in this day and age. Time to reflect. Despite the failed business, the pending foreclosure, the persistent health problems, the uncertainty of my future, what do I have to be grateful for? To be able to sit down and have dinner with my parents over the holidays. To share great times together along with my Maltese Danny. The real Dwyer. Life isn't so bad. It carries on. Despite the hardships, I'm damn lucky to be alive.
Yes, Danny, you truly are lucky to be alive. But next time I'm sending Ninja! Okay, that was in poor taste. Which, you know, this podcast is well known for. Thank you, Danny, and happy Thanksgiving. And I'm glad to be alive, to bring these stories to you. Although... each of you already knew what your stories were because you wrote them, but still, you need to hear the others. So, yes, I am lucky. And you're lucky, and we're all lucky. There's some people that aren't so lucky, and I'm very sad for them, except for the bad people. And I'm very happy for, well, I'm not happy for them, but I mean, all right, I'm just, why do I get off on these tangents? Next up is Stephen the Nuclear Man. He's truly thankful for the holiday. We'll find out how he's thankful. I'm throwing in lead-ins. You'd think after about 4 years I'd get used to this, right? I'd develop some sort of style, some sort of rapport with the audience. No, I'm just... Here's the story.
How do you decide which direction to pray? Abdul shrugged, floating in the starship cabin. Towards Earth. Close enough, I guess. He rolled up his mat and looked at Joseph. How do you decide when it's the Sabbath? To use Greenwich Mean Time? Joseph laughed at his station. Course not. Use Jerusalem Time. Mary looked over her shoulder. Both of you hush. It's Christmas today. The men glanced at each other, then her. Relativistic time distortion, they said together. The ship dropped out of FTL. Earth shone before them. You're all wrong, Sarah said. It's homecoming day.
It's homecoming day. Oh, I love homecoming day. It's my favorite day. It's my favorite day of the year, right next to laundry day. Has anyone ever gotten that joke? Oh, well, no one ever will. Thank you, Stephen. And remember, it doesn't matter which direction you pray. Don't do it while driving. Thank you. Next up is TJ. Now, they will pray in the direction of South Dakota, in North Dakota, praying that they will not get invaded and forced to become Greater Dakota. No, they need to stay separate. It was part of a tragedy many years ago when they were all one Dakota, and terrible things happened, awful things happened. They were scrubbed out of history to keep future generations from going mad from guilt. Although, you know, TJ is kind of mad and loony. But still, the ones in the north are in the north, and the ones that are in the south are in the south, and they don't mix much. So you can tell them apart in a lineup, you know. Did you know that? I knew that, because I teach classes in that. Okay, here's TJ and his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I'm still luxuriating in the after effects of a turkey coma, sort of. And this is Holiday. The six bowls of chocolate pudding sat covered on the windowsill. The children dusted the highest places they could reach, while the ceremonial chicken chow mein was prepared and ladled over rice. As they ate, they recounted their favorite memories of the past year, which Mom would include in the Christmas letter. Then the pudding was eaten during the traditional watching of the Princess Bride, after which Dad headed out and fired up the snowblower. Yep, the first blizzard of the year was irritating in other ways, but Sarah's family had found a way to make it a holiday.
Oh, that's how you make it a holiday. Oh, crap. I thought it had to be, you know, like your parliament or your government had to say, this is a holiday. And then everyone's like, oh, what kind of card should we make for it? And the government says, you will put snuggly bunnies, and you will put wreaths, or you will put bells, or you will stick $5 in this and mail it to us. And that's how holidays are made. Or President Lincoln goes, aw, damn, look at all these dead soldiers. I better come up with something. I know, Thanksgiving! Instead of shooting soldiers, let's shoot turkeys! Something like that. Actually, he wouldn't say it like that. He'd be, oh, well, look at all these dead soldiers. Man, oh god, I stepped in one! You know, that kind of thing. Alright, that's just plain wrong. I'm gonna go ahead and just hand over to Planet Z right now and see what he came up with for holiday. I think he may have, zagged.
The museum hired me to collect concert and theater footage. They send me back in time to record the greats before they were great, or who lived before recording was possible. Lillian Russell on Broadway, Mozart in Vienna, Shakespeare at the Globe. I've seen them all, and so have you. Every now and then, I get to pick my assignments. Jesus and Caesar are still beyond our reach for the moment, but Henry Clay's orations are not to be missed. And then, an evening in the cabaret with Billie Holiday. Lady sings the blues, and I ride the chrono stream again.
Hey, everybody. Well, that's it for this weekly challenge. Number 240, the topic was holiday. Man, we had a good turnout this week, despite the fact that there was Thanksgiving, and NaNoWriMo was writing down, and, you know, you got all the football on television, but still, you people came through. You challenge yourself week in, week out, and, well, this is the result. So, you want to show your appreciation for the folks that wrote this week? Have I got a deal for you? You can go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, vote In the poll, let people know, hey, I like your story. And it's multiple choice. They say, hey, I liked your story and your story too. Oh, and I like your story too. And you can also go to their sites that they told me about. If they don't tell me about their site, how am I supposed to link it? I'm not going to go, okay, I'm going to hire a detective and you're going to go find out what their site is. No. And everyone who has ever participated in the weekly challenge and has given me their link is in the sidebar again. I just went through all the weekly challenges and just plucked them all back out, put them in the WordPress template, and boom, they're there. Also, if you have any suggestions for WordPress plugins, you know, dynamic caching, what's the best cacher, what's the best auto-poster to Twitter, what's the best arugula recipe, I'd love to know. I really would. And, you know, commenting is a lot smoother on this system, and it will auto-approve you if you've already sent in a comment. So, hey, check that out. And you can also share your stuff quickly on Twitter and Facebook and that kind of stuff in case you feel like it. But if you're embarrassed by this stuff, please, for the love of God, don't share it. Finally, I've got the feed fixed. I'm pretty confident that all of your feeds should be rolling through. You are hearing the sound of my voice if you're subscribed to the feed, unless you let one of those little X's in iTunes or the fact that you're trapped in a Turkish prison and you can't get to your desktop and you can't automatically sync up podcasts with just your phone, although who knows what functions there are in, you know, 4.2 or 4.3 or on the iPad. I don't know. There are probably better programs for syncing this stuff up, and Apple keeps them out of the store, so Droid is better, you know, all that kind of crap. Oh, well, that's it for this week. The topic of the next weekly challenge, let's see, what did Tom come up with? Hold on, I need to bring the site up. I keep forgetting to go there. Let's go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, transferring data, which means it's deleting all my data. Read, and okay, the topic of the next weekly challenge is, it seemed like a good idea at the time, which is why in the corner it says the topic of the next weekly challenge will be holiday. I need to get that fixed. Oh well. Until I get that fixed, thank you for listening to the 100 Stories Weekly Challenge. We'll be back next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And be sure to check us out on Twitter, 100 Word Stories. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.